Hello once again, everybody. My name is Dustin Pfeiffer, contributing the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Glad to be back contributing, and don't forget you can hear Mean Gene and Rod Johnson every Sunday morning live at 6 a.m. on SB Nation Radio Network. What a great partnership we've got with SB Nation Radio, and glad to be having that show on there all season long. So make sure you check out Mean Gene and Rod Johnson as they bring you the preview every week, breakdown, predictions. Those guys know what they're talking about, so make sure you check them out. If you want to listen to the podcast, you can also listen to that at SBNationRadio.com. Like I said, it should be a fun season as football is finally back and we get ready to kick it off. We're still continuing to preview the NFC South, and we now move on to the three-time defending NFC South champion Carolina Panthers. As everybody knows, it was a great year last year, going 15-1 in the regular season, their only loss coming in Atlanta to the Atlanta Falcons in a very close game. The Panthers, like I said, went 15-1, steamrolled through the NFC playoffs with home field advantage, taking out the Seattle Seahawks and the Arizona Cardinals, both kind of in blowout fashion, although the Seahawks did make a run of it late in that game, to advance to the Super Bowl. That's where they took on the Denver Broncos, and obviously going in, the Panthers had to be confident after being 17-1 heading into that game, but it was Von Miller and that Denver defense who really found a way to shut down that offense and slow down Cam Newton and were able to come away with a Super Bowl win and left Carolina, you know, kind of wondering what happened there as they were trying to finish a dream season. The Panthers have continued to be led by head coach Ron Rivera, who won head coach of the year for the second time. He also received a contract extension, so good for Ron Rivera to get a raise after taking this team to the playoffs three straight years. Not much has changed with the Carolina Panthers. The roster pretty much stays intact, obviously led by Cam Newton, who was the MVP of the National Football League last year, who was always good in his first few years in the league, but finally had that breakout season that showed that he could be one of the top elite quarterbacks in the league. And winning MVP and carrying his team to a 17-1 record before the Super Bowl was very impressive. And you only expect Cam to really continue to improve in year six as he's really just entering his prime. The big loss, obviously, for the Panthers was Josh Norman, their Pro Bowl cornerback, who was probably a top three or four cornerback in this league. He was on the franchise tag, and everything looked good for him to come back and play for the Panthers, at least for this season. I don't think a long-term deal would have got done, but I did expect him to be back here playing for the Carolina Panthers in 2016. But Josh started talking in the media some and about what kind of money he wanted and what kind of contract he deserved, and it didn't look like it set well with GM Dave Gettleman as he decided to take the franchise tag off, which you rarely see happen. He decided to let Josh Norman become a free agent, and Josh quickly went to the Washington Redskins and signed a huge deal to go to Washington. So that was kind of unexpected for, I want to say, the players and, of course, the fans, as they were expecting to have Josh Norman at one of those cornerback slots. But obviously, Norman earned that big contract, and with the franchise tag coming off, he was able to be a free agent and go get that, and he'll be playing cornerback for the Washington Redskins this season. So that kind of leaves a hole at cornerback. So Dave Gettleman decided to go in the draft and draft three rookie cornerbacks, and it looks like two of them are going to be starting opening day for the Carolina Panthers. So the Panthers really got to hope that front seven can really protect those rookie corners to not let a lot of mistakes happen. And obviously we know that front seven is very strong, one of the best in the league, led on the defensive line by K'Wan Short, and Star Lotulelei. Those two guys man the middle. Short is becoming one of the better defensive tackles in the league. He had double-digit sacks from the interior last year, which is unheard of. So look for those two to continue to lead the middle, and K'Wan Short is also looking for a contract extension. So those two will lead from the middle, and obviously the two linebackers in the middle, Thomas Davis and Luke Kuechly, the heart and soul of that defense, will continue to protect the middle, continue to be the quarterback of that defense. And again, I expect this defense, even with rookie corners, to be very good because of how good that front seven is. Luke Kuechly obviously is the best middle linebacker in the league, and besides J.J. Watt and maybe Aaron Donald, he still is in that conversation to be maybe the best defensive player in the league. So I don't expect this defense to take too much of a step back. Yes, having rookie corners is a worry, but you still have Kurt Coleman back there as safety holding it down. So I expect this defense to be very strong once again. We switch back to offense real quick. Obviously, Cam Newton's still the leader. The big guy that they get returning is their big-time receiver, Kelvin Benjamin, who tore his ACL last year. Having him back as the number one target really solidifies this wide receiving core. Now you have him. You have a guy like Devin Funchess, who has had an unbelievable training camp, and everybody is expecting to have a breakout year. So those are two big 6'4 plus wide receiver guys that Cam has to throw to. You add in Pro Bowl reliable tight end Greg Olsen, who is one of the better tight ends in the league. Then you add in guys like Jonathan Stewart at running back, Ted Ginn, the speedster in the slot. This team has weapons to throw to, and like I said, on the offensive end, not much has changed for them, which was the number one offense in the NFL last year. So look for them to be very good and near the top of the league in offense once again. This team plays the NFC West division. They play Arizona at home. They got to go to Seattle on Sunday Night Football. They open up on Thursday night, the primetime NFL kickoff game in Denver for the Super Bowl rematch. So the schedule does have a few hard games, but I expect the Panthers to once again have another great year. I am predicting them to win a 4-straight NFC South title. That has a lot to do with how good the Panthers are right now, but it also has to do with this division really is in a rebuilding stage. The Saints are up in the air, the Falcons are up in the air, and the Bucks are a nice up-and-coming team, but they're still young. So I look for the Panthers to once again win this division, and I'm going to say they will not win as many games as last year, obviously, because 15-1 is a very improbable record. So I'm going to go 13-3, which is still very high, and I look for them to be in contention with home field advantage with teams like the Arizona Cardinals and Seattle Seahawks and Green Bay Packers. So 13-3 and winning the division, and obviously they're going to try to set themselves up to make a run back to the Super Bowl, and we'll see what happens with this team. That's your preview for the Carolina Panthers. Once again, my name is Dustin Pfeiffer. Thanks for listening. Make sure you check out Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on SB Nation Radio Network. Have a great day.